Education is one of the biggest areas of spending for the government, at around $18 billion a year. Schools take a big chunk of that money, and they are hoping this week's budget will provide help with long-standing and immediate needs like special education. They're also wondering if the government will start delivering on major reforms that it committed to a year and a half ago. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
This week's budget comes hard on the heels of headlines about rotting, mouldy classrooms and lack of support for special needs children who sometimes lash out. Berrinpore School in Wellington is wrestling with both problems. Its classrooms are old and it attracts a lot of children with behavioural and learning needs. The principal, Mark Potter, says it doesn't get enough funding for either.
You try and balance the cost of supporting children with the cost of maintaining buildings to a standard the ministry would prefer, and you've actually got an impossible task. So they are two areas that we just have to do something about. When I travel around the country and talk to other principals, very similar themes come out again and again, particularly around children who are very challenging to support.
And you've actually used building maintenance funding to support children with special needs, haven't you? And got into trouble for it.
We have. There's been a lot of frowns from certain parts of the ministry about using money that they would prefer going into property that we have had to put into supporting children. So we think it's a no-brainer. The children come first.
At St Clair School in Dunedin, the principal, Jen Rogers, is another who says the lack of support to help children with high needs puts a huge strain on teachers.
Schools are expected to somehow manage to magic up the full-time care that a child needs with no support from the ministry or very limited. And that's really challenging. And to have a child come into a classroom who's in a wheelchair, who can't toilet themselves or feed themselves or get themselves to a standing position or move themselves in any way independently, and somehow they don't qualify for support, that just blows my mind. It's not right.
In Auckland, the principal of Sir Edmund Hillary Collegiate, Kiri Taketo, says the pandemic has worsened the social problems that affect some of her students.
It's not just one thing, it usually is a bundle. So it could be around enough food, enough housing, enough jobs, enough skilled labour, and having the choice, which education affords you, is having the freedom to choose your future.
Principals and teachers are also waiting to see progress on reforms promised at the end of 2019 following a major review of the entire school system by the Tomorrow Schools Review Task Force. The changes include replacing school deciles with an equity funding system based on individual children's family backgrounds rather than the characteristics of their neighbourhood. Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association says it's overdue.
The equity funding, which we know has been developed over many years, we would love to be seeing that in this budget. The decile situation has not changed. We continue to have that as a negative way to view schools.
But she says the government is facing a lot of competing demands, and her priority is help for children who don't have enough to eat or somewhere permanent to live. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen, TNA.